Peace. This is Kyle with the AK96 podcast. I'm literally so excited to be here with you guys right now to announce this new podcast, this new segment called Will of the Force. Will of the Force is going to be its own standalone Star Wars related podcast hosted by yours truly. And again, I cannot express how excited I am to be here in this moment, just in the present. I know Alex and I, we've mentioned Star Wars in previous episodes, but honestly, to be here in the present right now, I'm feeling good. Overall, I just want to, we drop episodes every Wednesday. I wanted to come to you guys and kind of just tell you my expectations of this standalone segment. And kind of go from there. As you guys already may know, I'm the biggest Star Wars fan out there. I'm a huge nerd when it comes to Star Wars. I love Marvel, but if I had to choose between the two, Star Wars is up there. I know you're like, this guy, insurance agent by day, Star Wars fan by night. But honestly, I just wanted to kind of come to you guys and want to express my thoughts, what I'm excited about with this show, what I'm not necessarily looking forward to in the show, just honestly just gauging my thoughts, and wanted to tell you guys how I'm going to structure this podcast, because a lot of people that review Star Wars content or Marvel content in general, when it comes to TV shows like this, and this is something new because Disney Plus is, and Netflix, you know, they're trying to drop these shows every other week. Some people are dropping, you know, shows like Stranger Things, like all episodes right on, like literally right when it comes out, you're able to stream, binge all episodes. But overall, where I'm coming from is a lot of these people, these YouTubers or reviewers, you know, they review these shows, you know, episode one comes out. I think it was ass. You know, episode two come out. You know, I was confused. Well, of course you're confused because you didn't watch the full arc. You know, I'm a writer. I like writing poems, storytelling, you know, the lore of it all. So to prejudge something before it's even finished, I don't think that's fair. I wouldn't want somebody doing my art like that. So out of respect for Star Wars, I'm not going to treat it like that. So this episode, again, is really just focusing on my thoughts, my expectations, what I'm excited for, again, what I'm not excited for. And Obi-Wan comes out May 27th, which is this Friday, which I'm I'm excited. You see, but you have to understand, you know, this is like 17 years in the making. Like, Star Wars has been done. You know, like the story of Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, that story has been finished. You know, I remember in 2005, my father took me to see Revenge of the Sith, and that movie was so monumental because that was my first time seeing the bad guys win. Like, the good guys lose, it's turmoil, it's bad. And that was my first introduction into really storytelling, because it really opened my eyes. And then from there, I dug into the lore. I remember going on YouTube, you know, researching why certain people, you know, had different color lightsabers. What was the meaning of it? You know what I'm saying? And me personally, you know, I grew up in a religious background. So there's a lot of similarities between the Jedi and, you know, bits and parts of my life where I can kind of relate. And I don't want to go too far on topic, but again, Star Wars is one of those IPs, a platform that I grew up with. So I definitely want to have my voice out here, especially with Obi-Wan coming out. And speaking of Obi-Wan, just to kind of hop right into what I'm expected, or excuse me, what I'm excited and what I expect from this show. I want this to be dark. I want this to be gritty. This is not a happy time whatsoever. And the only reason I say that is because this show takes place after Revenge of the Sith. So if you've seen Star Wars, you know Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith is one of the best movies ever. And Anakin Skywalker falls to the dark side. He becomes Darth Vader. At that time, the galaxy is in turmoil. There's no hope. You know, at the time of Revenge of the Sith, Luke was just born. So, you know, it was bad. You know, things are not on the up and up. You know, it's a sad time. So with Obi-Wan comes in 10 years after the events of Revenge of the Sith. So, one, this is a storyline. This is an era that we haven't seen in Star Wars as of yet. The prequel trilogy takes place before, you know, of course, Obi-Wan, so we get to see how Anakin, his rise, fall, and redemption. But we never saw what was in between, you know, Luke as a little boy, you know, how was Darth Vader's, Anakin's, you know, first 10 years, first 5 years as a Sith Lord. So this is something that we're really going to get a chance to see. Coming from Obi-Wan, I want to see Obi-Wan fucked up. There's no really other a good way to put it. I don't mean to, you know, swear and whatnot, but no, I mean, this is a really bad time. You know, if you know, you know, if you're a Star Wars fan, you know that Obi-Wan has gone through a lot. He lost his master, he lost his girlfriend, and now he lost his best friend and his brother, his student, and who went on a genocidal warpath. So I want to see Obi-Wan really struggling. And then think about it, you know, he's still a Jedi. Like, he still has hope. I want to see, hopefully we get to see somewhere in the show where he is, he's trying to figure out what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, is the Jedi right? You know, was he always in the wrong? You know, but he still has his conviction. It's 100%. And he still has his mission that he wants to perform. So the dynamic with Obi-Wan, just where he's at 10 years after Revenge of the Sith, is something that I'm really excited to see. The big bad guy, Darth Vader, one of the best, easiest, best villain characters ever, guys. Don't mind me. The excitement is killing me. I'm literally cheesing over here, guys. But no, I'm excited to see Darth Vader. And this is a Darth Vader that we've never seen before, because we've seen episodes 4, 5, and 6 of the original trilogy, and Darth Vader's pretty much cemented into the dark side. You know, he doesn't believe Anakin Skywalker exists anymore. And then if you remember in Revenge of the Sith, we didn't really get a chance to see a little bit of Vader. We probably only saw maybe 60 seconds of screen time as Vader. He didn't really say anything. So this show, Obi-Wan, we'll get to see Darth Vader, who's 10 years old, being into a Sith. So he's not cemented as he is in 4, 5, and 6 later on in the trilogy. So we're going to see a conflicted Vader. We're going to see a Vader that is still trying to come to terms with his decision, because again, Revenge of the Sith, he turned to the dark side to really, you know, save his wife, because he had premonitions of her dying. And, you know, unfortunately, because he had those premonitions, it eventually led him down to the dark path. So to see him battle, you know, through his struggles, you know, him going through what he's going through right now as Darth Vader, I think that's going to be great, because again, we haven't seen that from Darth Vader. Like, we just seen him 4, 5, and 6, dark side, you know, but to have the light and the dark conflict him in this series is going to be great. I like that. I like character development like that, because no words, I'm speechless. But nah, just Darth Vader in itself, I'm really excited to see his character. He's honestly one of my favorite characters in Star Wars. Just the dynamic, how you could be this great person, you know, you could be a chosen one, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, we all have choices to make, and depending on those choices, it comes with consequences. And this is something that Darth Vader is coming to terms with. You know, he did not deliberately want to hurt people, but he did in the name of love, and now he's reaping, he's sowing those consequences, pretty much. You know, he's seeing the decisions that has affected his life in a very, very negative way. Another side of Darth Vader that I'm really interested to see is, he's worthless. He's vulnerable, you know. He lost his legs, he lost his arm. So I really hope they show us how useless he is, you know, that he needs help outside of the suit. Like, he's just this sack of meat, you know, like it's crazy, you know. Yes, he is this big bad guy, but, you know, the fact that, yeah, it's going to be crazy. So those are two main things that I'm really excited to see in Obi-Wan, and I really hope we do get to see it. Again, I want to see the turmoil that Obi-Wan is going through, from basically losing everything in a way. And same thing with Darth Vader. He's lost everything. So I want to see the dynamic from those two characters. They say that we're going to see this big battle between the two. I'm not sure how that's going to go. And that's actually segueing into what I hope doesn't happen with this series. And what I hope doesn't happen is that they try to retcon a couple of things with this series. And my main concern, and I'm not going to try to harp and try to be too negative on this series, because again, it hasn't even come out yet, excuse me. But one thing I really hope that they don't try to retcon is, if you've seen Revenge of the Sith, episode 3, when Anakin, you know, executes Order 66, he goes into the Jedi Temple and he's killing everybody. He's murking everybody. Everybody he trained with, he kills everybody. I'm not saying that I want to see him kill kids. I'm not saying I want to see people die. But again, the choices that he made led him down that dark path. So if you take that away from him, you kind of take Darth Vader away a little bit, like a piece of what made him Darth Vader, Darth Vader. So I hope we don't get a retcon. I hope, and it's Disney. Disney owns Star Wars now. And of course, Disney is not, you know, promoting genocide on their platforms, but they promote other things that I'm not going to get into. But I just hope that in itself, you know, you can retcon anything else, but for me, Order 66 needs to stay, because the actions that Anakin performed to turn into Darth Vader is what made him Darth Vader. And I feel like if you take that away from him, you take that piece of character development away as well. Again, we have new characters that have never seen, that have never, you know, been seen before in Star Wars. I just hope they're executed correctly. You know, I just don't want to have characters in the show that are just there just to be there. You know, I want it to fit. And I guess it's a, you know, two sides of a coin. You know, it could be bad and it could be good, because on the flip side, you know, we can get some really good storytelling with these new characters. And again, this is 10 years after Revenge of the Sith. So Luke Skywalker is only 10 years old. And episode 4 doesn't take place until, what, Luke is 21, 22 or something like that? So we have a whole lot of time. So what was the galaxy like, you know, before Luke Skywalker came into the picture? And there's so much storytelling that they can do in this, and that's what I'm excited about. So, yeah, that's really pretty much it. I mean, that's my raw thoughts. When the show does come out, I plan to watch it. I plan to break down every scene that they show, really get into it, really analyze it. And then when it's done, then I'll go ahead and, you know, I'll go ahead and give my raw thoughts, you know. And then after I record that, then I'll post that up on Saturday, most likely. And we'll just kind of take it from there. And then once the show is done, then I'll come and give my series review. And most likely I'll probably have some other guests on here. We'll probably all talk about it, just our thoughts, you know, about the show, and depending on how the show ends, the future of the show. Me personally, I don't think that this is a limited series. I do believe we're going to have a season 2. Again, there's a whole lot of Star Wars we can get into with this 10-year block. So if they do it right, they can do it right. But there is a chance they can mess it up, though. There is a chance they can really mess this up, and that's what I'm scared about, because these are legendary characters. You know, these are Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars. His story is done. He created these characters. Their story is done. So if Disney was to come in out of nowhere and retcon things and change things around for their own liking, then that's where Star Wars kind of, you know, loses me. But again, this is the new Star Wars. Star Wars created by George Lucas, episodes 1-6 will never lose me, because again, it's the rise, fall, and redemption of Anakin Skywalker. And Anakin Skywalker is one of my best written fictional characters, because again, you know, he started off as a regular guy. You know, he was loved by many. He loved to help people, but eventually he made wrong decisions that eventually turned him into the monster that he is. And honestly, we all have a Darth Vader in us. We all have the light and we all have the dark, and we all have to balance that. And that's one of the things that I can relate to a lot with Star Wars. But again, guys, I'm really excited. Obi-Wan comes out May 27th on Disney Plus. If you never heard of Star Wars, definitely check it out. I highly recommend it. I put everybody on it. Talk about, if you know me, you know I've been talking about this show since like the day they announced it. So like it's the excitement is real. We're 2 days away. And I again, I'm really excited, guys. But yes, no, I appreciate you guys, you know, listening and appreciate you guys being here with me on my journey. To be sitting here talking about Star Wars is interesting because, you know, I see people do it and I'm not doing this because other people is doing it. You know, I'm a huge fan. I have my own voice. I'm a writer. And I want to get my voice out there. And to you, the listener, if you have anything that you want to do in life, fucking do it. You know, I'm literally just recording with my mic and I have my phone and, you know, I'm just out here. I'm tired. But, you know, you got to do what you love to do. You know, I sit, you know, when I meditate, you know, what makes me happy? And I do the things that make me happy. So I can only hope that you guys do the same. But again, thank you for listening to Will of the Force, a new segment from the AK96 podcast. This is Kyle. Again, this is going to be limited. Depending on how Star Wars does moving forward, then I'll probably come on this podcast, say a couple of things, and kind of just leave. And we'll just see how it goes. But this is honestly in lieu for Obi-Wan. I'm just really excited. I want to talk about this with my friends, family, and whoever wants to hear me speak about Star Wars. So again, Obi-Wan, May 27th, Friday. Be on the lookout for Saturday because there will be a review of my raw initial thoughts of the show from Friday. And again, I'm really excited, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Be well. And may the Force be with you always.